Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Peace and blessings, and welcome to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. This is where you can come, the creative soul, to just, you know, feed yourself with some good conversation and good beverage and great, great music. If you are an artist or even a small business owner, I definitely welcome you to call in and promote yourself. Tell us who you are and what you do. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. Otherwise, I'm going to bring you some music from the members of the Flavor News Movement. I'm going to start out today's show with a piece called A Survivor Song. It's by Patty Ryan and the Inukshuk Pass. And here we go.
Putting a brave face on. A quick look in the mirror and you're sure that the pain ain't gone. And the war is over, but the battle goes on and on.
On and on.
On and on.
On and on.
On. Your time wore out, your heart's been all poured out. On empty with miles to go. You really ought to shout out those feelings that get stalled out. They keep turning over in your soul.
You say every day feel like you could run away.
Oh, you gotta keep on keeping grounded.
Wait, wait, what's the matter anyway?
Oh, you gotta keep your strong heart going. Front line, feeling so alone. Hit hard by a landmine that cuts you to the bone. So hard to get to healing, so hard to let freedom ring on and on,
on and on,
on and on. With the big, big sorrow you're trapped in, you know you really, truly should be wrapped in love. Love that can't be taken. Love to lift you up.
Every day feel like you run away.
But you gotta keep on keeping grounded.
Which way, what's the matter anyway?
No, you gotta keep your strong heart going.
Oh,
till you're sitting in the sun.
All right. We were listening to a Survivor song by Patty Ryan and the Inukshuk Pass. Again, welcome to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. I'm hoping to get some callers in today. It would be great to have somebody just call in and share the show with me. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. I'd love to hear from some authors. You know, I always get, you know, musical talents that call in, and yes, I work very, very closely with, you know, musical talents. But there are some authors that I'm very, very connected to. There's some other authors I would love to get more connected to. Originally, I was birthed at Flavor Coffee House as a book reviewer. And so, you know, I kind of was known as a, in the literary community, you know, reviewing books for self-published authors or unknown authors. And I'm kind of really wanting to get back into doing more book reviews. But you know how I do it here at Flavor Coffee House. I'll just continue playing music for you. And again, if anybody wants to call in, promote themselves, give a shout out, maybe start a short conversation with me. You know, the call-in number is 347-857-1189. Today and tomorrow, some amazing talents from the Pacific Northwest are down in Oregon celebrating at the Good in the Hood Festival. This is their 20-year anniversary for Good in the Hood. Black Stax is down there, Speakeasy Unplugged with Sister Love, Clientele, Goody Bag, Aaron Jones. I mean, I'm just so thrilled to know a lot of artists that I'm connected closely with are down there having this great, great opportunity in Oregon today. I hope the weather is better because, you know what, today has kind of sucked. And as I say that, look at that. The sun is actually trying to come out. It was pouring down rain earlier today, and I know we are known for the rain here in Seattle, Washington, but come on, it is summertime, and when it is sunny and blue skies here in Seattle, there is nothing better than to be outside. It is so beautiful here, surrounded by water, surrounded by mountains, and just God's gift to beauty. But you know what? I'm going to go ahead and take this opportunity. I have not played this song yet. This is a debut here on Flavor News Radio of a brand new track by Black Stax. It's called Seeds That Bust.
There was in this wanton act a quality of malice, except the perverse joy of inflicting injury on others.
Tied to the hardest, it's the truth in the game. Know my name, it ain't simple and plain. What my style is, what the hell it is, music, man. So I tell a little story, I rap. Don't hoard me, just spread me around. Let's get down, the city by the sea. It got too many conspiracies. So I roam with the truth, out the booth, hit the roof, So we planted and cool, like we riding down the street. It's still to the beat, it's the side of yeah, if I was born, I'd say it's many.
You don't have to wait in line for your kingdom. This for snipers, only time I'm out, but suitlets, release the trigger. Keep the mind niger like the river. I mean, all I talk about is wagon seeds. Blacks on the news, brothers with no power in, black disciple, and white staff again. And all of that is too much for the novel. I rhyme with every borrower, attend the state of horror, sport a necklace is from the continent, only cause he went. This the day, call it old school, cool with that, but school is what it is, in fact. You should give class to recognize this. And the implement, like build off the rack, stacks of them built in the past, portal all the math out the elders. I wonder near the point, that ain't negative. Only say you too slave to model this gauge, this normal. Game is the formal. Rappers taking styles from the under. Never give a bitch got. Only took the style quietly, not Madam Z. I'm a guard, stay far from the fraud. But stumble on the carpet all the time, off a little like ignorance. Men do a statistics while we missed out. Posted at the precinct, thinking of the rhyming off the jail time. Who in here? Gone small with the dog, all the Smith range. Too many NPCs at the jaw. Walk a small rhyme to the front line. Stack always climbing. Yes.
All right, that was the debut of Black Stack's new track called Seeds That Bust off of their High Rhyme Smoking Jacket CD. This past week we did a producer series with Castro, Rob Castro, who's the producer on the High Rhyme Smoking Jacket CD for Black Stacks down at the Rendezvous. So I got to see and hear them perform that particular track live. I love seeing Black Stacks perform live. And you know what? It's almost like when you see them perform live, they don't do the tracks the same way twice. I love that group. You know that I'm a big supporter of them and I work on their team. So, of course, you're always going to hear some Black Stacks on Flava News Radio. But I've got some other great, great talents to bring your way. And you know what? I'm going to take you out to the Baltimore, Maryland, D.C. area, play a little piece by my girl Coley Williams. This is Old Soul for a New Day.
This is for the ancestors, Ella, Sarah, Billy, John, Duke, and Louise. We wouldn't be here without the
All right, that was Coley Williams with her song, Old Soul for a New Day. And you can see Coley Williams perform every Wednesday with her band at JoJo's in Washington, D.C. One of these days, I told her, one of these days I'm going to show up and walk through the door so I can experience her live. But I'm blessed to be able to listen to her here on Flavor News Radio and in the comfort of my own home. I'm going to take you down to Oklahoma and play a piece by a gentleman by the name of Jeremy Jackson, and this track is called Stay.
Baby, I've been having some things in my mind all day. Listen.
Baby, I contemplated no making love all day.
I've been thinking about it since about 6 a.m.
Holy runaway. Places we could have a
chance. Oh,
girl, I'm gonna lay your body down.
I'm not scared, I don't care.
So come into this house and lock the door. I want you to stay with me tonight, baby.
That's what you like, then hold on tight. Take this fight to ecstasy. I want you to stay with me tonight, babe. Please don't go nowhere. Lay with me tonight. Baby, if you please stay with me.
Flavor News, where I support the members of the Flavor News movement. But this particular gentleman is an amazing man and a great, great talent. He puts together a very, very polished sound, and he is known as Mr. Smooth. He's come up with this interesting campaign this time. He's got an album coming out called Players Ball, July 8th. So every Saturday I've had the opportunity to release one track. Only on the Saturday you get to hear it here on Flava News Radio on Reverb Nation, and then it's shut down. So you won't be able to hear this track on Flava News until after July 8th. I'm going to play, this week's track is called Sparkle. And again, this is Stephen Jerome Ferguson with the track off of his up-and-coming Players Ball. All right, that was Sparkle by Stephen Jerome Ferguson. This particular track is off of his up-and-coming CD, which is called Player's Ball, that will be releasing on July 8th. I'll be playing this particular track again right before I close out today's Flavor Coffee House online radio style. But I am pleasantly surprised. I see some callers that have raised their hand. Let me just take the calls in order. And I'm hoping I know who this particular caller is. All right, caller from the 832 area code. I'm crossing my fingers that this is Delon White.
Yes, it is.
Ah, how are you, my friend?
What's going on, my friend? You know I had to call and say hello.
Oh, I was, you know, when I saw that area code pop up, you know, because I got the area code down, right? But not like the rest of the numbers. I'm like, okay, is this Delon? Is this Delon? I am so happy to hear your voice. And congratulations, Grandpa.
Yes, yes, yes. I just got back from Tampa yesterday.
Did you?
Last night, yeah.
Okay.
And it was great to finally meet my grandson.
Yeah. I know you guys got a lot of pictures, right?
Yeah, we got some pictures coming. Definitely hitting Facebook.
Very cool. So what's going on with you besides being out there and meeting your new grandbaby?
Nothing much. I just thought I would, you know, while I got the chance, you know, to listen in to the show and give a call. And I wanted to give props to Stephen Ferguson. That was a nice song that just played there. He's doing his thing there, so I'm happy for the brother.
Yeah, that's very cool. I'm sure he appreciates that, too, hearing that from you, Delon. So, you know what, Delon? I don't know if I can twist your leg or not, your arm, your something. Will you sing a little something, Delon? You haven't sang to me in a really long time, you know, so can I just, like, put you on the spot?
Oh, jeez.
I could pull up your track. I could do it that way, you know, but...
I'm a little rusty, but I'll give you a piece of an oldie but goodie, I guess.
Okay.
Let's see. Just wanted to take this time to show you how much you mean to me. Our love is so perfect, so right. This is everything I wanted to be. Yes, without you I could not be. Without you I could not see. Without love, a man like me would die alone. Without you I'd have no hope. Without you I'd have no flow. Without love, a man like me would die alone. Without a happy home.
Yay! Delon, nobody sings like you, my friend. Nobody sings like you. You just...
There's a lot of talented people out there. So.
Oh, of course there's talented people out there. Of course, you know, but oh my goodness, you just don't know how you just warmed my heart today and made me smile. It's been raining up here. It's summertime. It's been raining and cold up here in Seattle, and I'm like, am I ever going to warm up? I'm sitting here, you know, with a sweat jacket on. You know, so you just warmed my soul up. Thank you so much for that. So
yeah, well, I miss calling into your show and wanted to, you know, shout out to everybody, you know, my boy John D. Green, of course, and you know everybody that's, you know, doing the SJF music thing, and you know I have a copy of the album Between Dusk and Dawn. And,
okay.
You know, I just wanted to, you know, again, you know, say hello to everybody and you know, want them listening to the show.
All right. Well, I appreciate that, and I'm sure that they appreciate that also, Delon. So for those of you that don't know, Delon is a dear friend of mine, an amazing, amazing vocalist, as you can hear, that's out of Houston, Texas. And, you know, I'm putting some vibes out there. You know, I'm hoping Delon will, you know, be able to, you know, get some music, you know, recorded so that I can share more of him here on Flava News Radio. You know what, Dahlon? How about if I go ahead and play the track that I have, though?
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm going to play Happy Home by Dahlon White.
Thank you very much.
My heart and my heart.
Coffee Home by my dear, dear friend Delon, who is on the line with me.
Hello,
Delon,
hello.
I'm just... Huh?
I said, hello.
I'm so happy that you called in. You just, I mean, I'm sincere. I just, when I saw that number light up, I'm like, okay, cross my fingers, this is who it is. And you just really, really made my day, Delana. You're somebody who will always be special to me. And you know what? I still have that intro you did for my show for the All Media Artists. It is so beautiful. It's like, I wish I could play it on my other shows, but it's just not appropriate. But, you know, I mean,
right.
you're somebody who I just, you know, always keep in my thoughts and my prayers, and I'm always happy when, you know, we are able to connect and all of that. I know with your busy schedule, your family and everything, and work, and now, you know, having that grandbaby out there in Florida and all of that.
I really appreciate it. I mean, you know, I miss talking to all you guys and stuff. And, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, in life sometimes you have to step out for a bit and reassess your whole program and things like that, and then you got to come back home, as they say. And like I said, I do watch what you guys have been doing and listen and stuff, and with Leah Henderson, and everybody else, you guys are doing some really nice stuff, and I'm proud of y'all. You know what I'm saying? So,
that's cool.
I just wanted to throw those positive vibes out there. You know.
Well, I appreciate that, Delon. You know, and again, SJF family, I'm sure, appreciates it too. You know, everybody, life gets in the way for a lot of people, you know, and for artists too, you know, and just for even for myself, it's like, you know, why do I do this? And then there's a reminder like you calling into the show to say, this is why you do this, Flavor. This is why you do. You're connected to amazing talents like Delon, you know. And
I really
and
appreciate it.
No,
but, I mean, you're really,
I
you're really,
you.
Right, but I mean, really, you know, you're the engine behind a lot of, you know, people that, you know, such as myself, or, you know, who have been trying to do, you know, put their voice and their music out there. So, you know, really, you know, it's a thank you, you know, and a credit to you. You know, I mean, and, you know, it's not anything I've done, that's for sure. But,
but you know what, you're the talent. You know, and you're the product. You're the sound. You know, to support. You know, and I'm really blessed. You know, Delon, that, you know, for many artists or not for many radio show hosts or DJs, you know, you get to hear the sound, right? And they don't necessarily get to know the person. You know, but I'm really blessed to, you know, have had the opportunity to build a friendship with you. And so it takes my passion for your art even that further. But I just don't know. I mean, I personally don't know anybody that can sing and hit the ranges that you hit, you know. And it's just, I'm always in awe, you know, when I hear your voice, you know, and where you go with it.
I appreciate it.
So,
yeah, I appreciate
you know,
it. I mean, you know, I just, I mean, like for me, just, you know, just say real quick is that, you know, I haven't really sang in a while, to be honest. And so, with life things going on, I had some health issues for a little bit and, you know, different things happening. And so I had to, you know, step away for a bit. And now, you know, but I just, I mean, I'm not really calling for me. I'm calling just to say hello.
That's all right. You know how we do it at Flavor Coffee House.
I'm just going to keep that real. So I just, you know, and plus I want to shout out to any, you know, the network who's listening.
Yeah.
I just want to say hello to everybody.
Yeah.
So that's really where I was coming from.
No, I know that. You know, I always got to put you on the spot. You know, if I can twist your arm to sing, I'm just, you know, I'm good to go for the rest of the day, rest of the month. Shoot, maybe this could hold me for a couple months, Well, you know what, Milan, could you at least call in once a month and sing? But but no, sincerely.
Well, you know, at least they're calling and say hello. You know, I guarantee I'll do that.
All right. You know, but it is sincerely, Delon, it's artists like you that pushes me to do what it is that I do. I'm very blessed to have a global following, you know.
Right.
But even in that, you know, it's not easy, you know, being an artist cheerleader. I get discouraged at times. I want to make money from doing this too. You know, I put that out on Facebook the other day, you know, and it's like, How to get the right people. I've had a lot of people make me promises that they're on board with what I'm doing, people who said they wanted to sponsor what I was doing and invest and all of that, and I've yet to see, you know, that happen. And this isn't an easy industry to be a part of. It's just not, and I understand why artists get, you know, discouraged and frustrated. I understand why families are like, oh, my goodness, you know, how much longer are we going to have to deal with this, because it's such great sacrifices, you know, come from the loved ones to let an artist be an artist. And so,
right.
You know,
you have to get paid. Right. You have to get paid for what you're doing.
Yeah.
At least, you know, you may not get rich off of it, and that may not even be your goal, but to be compensated for the work that you put out there, you know.
Right.
Trust me, my wife has had these conversations with me.
I'm sure she has. You know,
some of the inside baseball, you know what I mean? But, you know, things I've had to deal with, you know. And, you know, of course, you know, it's not that they don't support your craft. It's that, okay, well, if you're taking time away from your family, you know, what is it that's the return from that?
Right.
You know? So.
No, I totally understand that. I did a show some months back honoring the loved ones of artists, and you know, some, and of course they were women that called in, you know, but they were pretty honest, you know, about what they've had to go through and sacrifices that were made on their behalf of the, you know, the children and all, you know, for, you know, their men to be an artist. So I get that. You know, Delon, there's somebody else who's been hanging on the line. Do you want to hang on with me?
Sure.
All right. Okay, just a minute. All right, caller from the 206 area code. I'm so sorry to keep you on hold so long.
That's okay. Hi, it's Catherine.
Catherine!
Hi there.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm so glad to finally talk to you again.
I'm so happy that you called in again.
Yes.
Delon, this is my dear old-time
friend.
That's okay.
Friend. Hello,
Catherine. She was honestly, I swear she was one of my very first customers at my actual coffee shop.
Yes.
Hey,
I'm fine, thank you. Your voice is beautiful.
Thank
I love
you
your radio
much.
Show. It makes me so happy to hear your radio show. It's just wonderful music.
Well, I appreciate that, Catherine. And I mean, I appreciate you, you know, being a part of, you know, my move in doing radio and taking my support, you know, to the internet versus, you know, from the coffee shop and all of that. I mean, you saw me at my best and at my worst, you know. You saw me cry and get frustrated and scared and, you know, what do I do? Do I keep it going? Do I close it? And, you know, I was able to witness you, you know, creating from, you know, writing a book and illustrations, you know, drawing the illustrations to, you know, writing songs and creating, you know, music, you know, on the guitar and all of that. And it's like, you know, I mean, I think that when I decided to close Flava, you know, in 2008, you and Alvin and Carl and other artists helped instill in me how much I really, really love the arts. You know, so I will forever, ever, ever, ever love you and appreciate you. And one of these days, Catherine, we're going to see each other again. One of these days, you know, we just got to make it
happen. It's going to happen.
My life is so crazy busy between being grandma and taking care of my dad you know, doing shows and stuff like that, sometimes I feel like, oh, I can't even breathe. I'm like, how do I even do all of this, you know, because somehow it happens, but sometimes I just don't know how it happens, you know, because, it's just really, really crazy. While I have Catherine on the line, I'm going to play one of Catherine's songs.
Can I sing a song, though?
Oh, you want to sing live?
Yes, you can.
Of course.
This is a song I'm actually going to put on the CD that I'm working on.
Okay.
I know it's been a while.
Okay.
It's by Michael Jackson. He didn't write it. Templeton and Marilyn and Alan Bergman wrote the song in 1983,
okay.
And it's called Someone in the Dark, and it was for the film E.T.
Okay.
And it just recently, I think, has been on video. It never came out when he actually did it because of, you know, unforeseen reasons. So I'll just sing part of it.
Okay. Wonderful.
Okay.
Okay.
All alone, wishing on stars, waiting for you to find me. Once we met, I knew I would see a stranger who'd be my friend. When someone in the dark reaches out to you and touches off a spark that comes shining through, and tells you, never be afraid. Then somewhere in your heart, you can feel the glow, a light to keep you warm when the night wind blows. Like it was written in the stars, I knew, my friend, my someone in the dark is you. Thank you. So that's part of it.
Wow. You know what? I can actually hear Michael singing that.
I love that song.
Aww. You guys have just really made my day. I'm trying not to cry here. I'm just so excited. I'm just so happy. I'm beyond, excited, you know, to have
both of you
on the line right now. Thank you so much for this amazing, beautiful gift today. You know,
Well, singing and celebrating is wonderful. I hope everybody sings on the radio today.
I know. Everybody who wants to call in, you know, sing. Recite a poem. Do something. Let's, you know. Catherine used to be a part of my open mics at my coffee shop when she was able to, and those were some great times, huh, Catherine?
Yeah, it's really the best. I hope that it happens again, because I remember walking past it, and it wasn't the same at all. It just, without you there.
I'll be honest with you, I haven't even driven down that street since I closed play, but, you know, because I know that the emotions would be so high for me, you know, that wouldn't be easy, you know. But I have great memories. I have great, great memories. It's a beautiful thing to now have, you know, stepped away from the business because, you know me, I was in there crying. I was sad. I was stressed. I was broke. I had, you know, bad knees. Catherine went to school while she began coming to my coffee shop to become a masseuse. Then she got her, you know, she finished school, and she would come in and just, I feel like she laid hands on my knees because, you know, Delon, you know I have arthritis, right? I'm old. Catherine took care of me.
You're not old.
Oh, no, I'm
you're
old.
That, but
Catherine would come in, you know, and I'm kind of, Catherine would, like, lay hands on me. She'd bring some, you know, Ornico ointment or, you know, sprays and...
I want to come to your block party.
Okay.
Yes.
That'd be great. But,
I'm living in Portland now, so...
You're in Portland?
Yes. I'm
my goodness.
Only
some of my artists are down there in Portland,
Hopefully I'll meet them.
They are down there right now, but they're at this festival. Let me just look at the flyer right quick, Catherine, to tell
okay.
you where this festival is. They're there today and tomorrow.
Oh.
What's the weather like down there? I sure hope it's not raining.
You know, it's kind of this. It's really actually beautiful. It's really fluffy, big clouds, and they're moving, and then it kind of gets gray a little bit. The light is still coming through, so it's one of those really fantastic, just a nice sky, really healthy sky today.
Well, I'm scrolling down my list, and of course it doesn't want to, like, scroll fast for me today. I want to tell you where my artist family is performing down there at a festival called Good in the Hood.
I'll see if I'll look
let me see what park it is. Yeah, I don't know if it's anywhere close to you. Come on. You know what? It'd probably be easier if I just punched on my default picture, since that's the flyer for the event. It is, come on. It is where? It is at, well, okay, it's at Albina Park, Lissa,
okay.
LILLIS. Hyphenated ALBINA Park. I don't know.
Okay. Albina? So it's Albina.
Black Stacks is down there.
Okay.
And a group called Goodie Bag, a jazz kind of R&B group, is down there called Goodie Bag. And then Speakeasy Unplugged with Sister Love. Sister Love is LaTanya Horace, who I used to work with at New Beginnings, at the shelter where I used to work before I built Flava. And then there's an amazing guitarist. He plays like Jimi Hendrix. His name is Aaron Jones. He's down there. And it feels like I'm skipping somebody. But there's a gentleman down there named Blue Mitchell. He came up from California to help and perform on my tour that I did with Monica Monet when she was in Seattle. So there's a whole bunch of people down there from Seattle right now. Portland. Yeah, I can't believe you're in Portland now.
I know, huh? I decided for work reasons.
Okay.
It's only like 3 hours away. Can I get the name of the park one more time?
Yeah. Albina. Okay, let me.
No, it's okay. I'm going to sound it out.
Albina something.
I'll get it.
Okay.
Don't worry. Don't wait. I'll get it. Definitely go. Go get it.
Yeah, and they're there today and tomorrow.
Right. Thank you.
I think Black Stacks is performing today, and I think Speakeasy Unplugged and Aaron Jones are performing tomorrow. But
okay.
If you go up to them and tell them you're my friend.
I will. Thank you.
Yeah, make sure that they know that you were there. So that would be really, really cool. Delon, I'm going to play a piece by Catherine. This is one of my favorite pieces that Catherine used to sing at my coffee shop. She changed the name. Because, you know, it was called Fast and Furious. Right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was actually. The original Fast and Furious.
I'm like, I know I'm not that old. So anyway, I'm going to play Walk Way Too Fast by Catherine Hume.
Okay.
All right. He walks way too fast. You should drive on fast, driving into the car.
She's an amazing painter, you know, and she wrote a book that, as you know, she did illustrations to, you know, on top of the fact, you know, she's kind of like very holistic, you know, you know, and all of that too, and just I don't know, there's something about very peaceful about her. She was my Valentine's date for a couple of years at my coffee shop.
You know what she kind of reminds me of a little bit? the great Carol, the artist Carol King a little bit.
Okay.
Oh, Carol King, I
can see why you would say that.
I'm a big fan of hers, actually, because my mother had the Tapestry album, and so I remember growing up, she played that to death, and, you know, but I didn't realize how, you know, talented she was beyond just that album. She did a lot of writing for other people also.
Right.
She did, yeah. I think my biggest influence has been, like, Laura Nero, people like that. I really liked her.
Okay. Yeah, we sound great.
Thank you.
And Catherine left me. She left me high and dry at my coffee shop at one point, and she just took off in her car, DeLon, to pursue writing a score for a movie in California.
I did do that, and, you know, I finished that, but it's still, you know, manifesting, that whole thing. So
okay.
But it finished the...
Yeah,
maybe she can write something for me.
Well, you know, one day there's this guy that came in and he works with movies or whatever. Came into my coffee shop.
That was funny.
It was. I know you know his name, Catherine. I can't remember, but it was so funny. And then next thing you know, Catherine's like working with him on this project, and I'm like, wow, she just took off in her car and left me high and dry in Seattle and went to California.
I did. That was wild. I'm a wild girl on the West Coast.
You know what? But I think that's kind of exciting, you know, to just have that courage to just up and go and pursue something like that. I think that's exciting because I don't know if I really have that courage, you know, to do that. I do, but then other times I'm like, oh, no, I got to stay in Seattle and I got to do this. And then people are like, you know what, but Lady Flava could be anywhere. And I'm like, yeah,
that's
true. I don't have to be in a specific place. One day maybe I'll be courageous and make a move.
I think you're very, very courageous. And I really appreciate all of this. And I'm so glad to be able to stay in touch with you. And I hope to be staying in touch with you more.
Oh, well, yeah, you need to stay in touch. I didn't know that you...
At least once a month. least once a month.
I know. You and DeLon have to at least call into my show once a month. No.
Okay.
And
definitely
sing live, you know, and make
okay
me smile, you know, on a gloomy on a gloomy summer day in Seattle. But
yeah,
no, this was a great, great treat to have both of you call in and sit, you know, because I wasn't expecting that that prefix on the phone number, Catherine, because I was thinking it was like, you know, started with a 7, you know, 7-2 something, you know, so I was like, okay, I should I know this number? Maybe I don't, you know, and then I'm like, oh, they hung up, I lost them, I talked way too long to DeLon, so I was so glad that you called back, because now I know who it is, and yeah, definitely we got to stay in touch. I don't know if either of you have heard any of the tracks by this next artist I want to play for you guys. He's somebody that I work really, really closely with right now.
Okay.
And I more so work closely with him on the back side, the administrative type side for an artist and for his record label. He's a very seasoned artist, but, you know, he travels the world performing Temptations music. He doesn't perform his own music. And so, you know, so he's a working artist, but he's part of a group called Tribute. And they travel the world performing like they're the Temptations. And so he's got, you know, he's that old school flair. He got the dance moves down, you know, wearing all the identical outfits and everything. But, you know, his dream is and goal is to get out there and be able to perform his own music. So, you know, I just want to play one of his tracks so you can hear it. And, you know,
sure,
it would be cool, DeLon, if you could hook up with him. His name is Mark Van Kleike. And let's see. I think I will play Someone to Love Me. Again, this is Mark Van Kleike.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, that was Mark Van Cleve. It was Someone to Love Me off of his I Want
to Love Me.
See? See? That's your kind of flavor, huh, Delon?
Yeah, I can feel that, bro.
Yeah, I'll have to connect you guys on Facebook. I don't know if he ever gets to the Houston area. I know sometimes he gets to Dallas. Or whatever, but he's an amazing musician and you know, songwriter and singer, as you can tell. He plays the flute beautifully.
Mm-hmm.
And so he also does the jazz. He has a jazz CD out called Jazz at Sunset, and then he's got a new CD that'll be coming out later on this summer called Emerald Drive. So I'm just really excited about working with him because he is a quality artist. I've learned so much about the industry from him and actually got very, very lucky to meet him in person. He came in on a cruise ship that they were performing on into Seattle. And so Kimura and I got to go down and meet him. And spend a couple of hours with him and stuff. So it's very cool to actually meet an artist that I'm working really closely with, you know, in person. So,
hope people are supporting that, brother.
I hope so too. You know, I'm trying my best. You know, this is when it's not easy being an independent artist. You know, and how to best get people to understand and appreciate the talents, because I say this all the time. The mainstream artists, once upon a time, were unknown artists, right? But somehow people got behind them, helped push them out there somewhere where somebody took and recognized their talents. You know, so, you know, that's why I do what I do. I know what I do is small, you know, and I, even though I do have a global following, you know, it's, you know, I'm not... I wish I was in the position that I could say, hey, you know, I can push you out there and get people to recognize your talent and, you know, get some backing behind you to take things further. A lot of the artists that I do connect with, they don't really want to sign with a mainstream, a mainstream record label. It's more like an indie record label or to take their own record label a little further. You know, and get out there and stuff. So, Mark, I have to say that I have great appreciation for him because I've learned so much about the industry and been put in a position to, do some research and connect with some people. And it's really exciting working with an artist that caliber. So, but you know what? There's some other people hanging on the line. So, I don't know, Delon and Catherine, if you want to stay on the line with me, you are definitely welcome to. Okay.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, so I'm going to bring in the next caller. I'm going to take them in order. All right, Marcus Marshall, you are on Flavor Coffee House.
Hey, how's it going? My name isn't Marcus Marshall. This is the weird thing. The reason I chose the name Marcus Marshall on Skype is because I used to play a wrestling game on Facebook where my character name was Marcus Marshall. My real name's Phil Marshall, see? Hey, how's it going?
All right. Welcome to Flavor Coffee House, Phil.
Hey.
How you doing?
You know. Well, what can I say? I'm a limey prick. hey, you know.
Are you calling from down under?
Oh, God damn it, the old Australian British. No, I'm from England, I'm not from Australia. I never raped anyone. If I raped anyone, I'd be in Australia. But evidently, yes, a few years ago I released just an EP for people to download for free and whatnot. With me, I'm a guitarist. I like to do fiddly, lead guitar-y kind of thing. With me, I'm anywhere between the Rat Pack and Pig Destroyer, so
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm a big metalhead, but at the same time, I understand composition.
Uh-huh.
And the weird thing is that I can play solos like a beast, but you ask me what an F is, I have no idea.
Okay, okay, so you play by ear.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, at the same time, I kind of throw an EP out, and the next, I'm actually looking at putting out a new EP, and the thing is, it's just literally just for fun.
Okay.
And the next one I'm looking at actually singing on, so I would say, what is the best way to promote myself? I'm not actually looking to sell myself, but just to promote myself, just throw that shit out for free, basically. I want as many people to hear it as possible, but
okay.
I'm not bothered about them paying for it. I really don't care.
So are you like on Reverb Nation?
I believe I am. I believe I signed up a year ago. And
okay. Because Reverb Nation is a great place to put tracks up for people to come listen, because they do, you know, just surf through there to see what artists, you know, are on there and to check out their flavor and to become a fan or become a part of a street team. I mean, there are people who just do it for the fun that go on there, and then there are people that do it, you know, that want to do it as a profession. But that's a great place, you know.
Yeah, I'm on there myself.
To put your music.
Yeah, and the weird thing is that I hate people to think of me as an artist, because the idea of someone thinking of me as an artist automatically to me sounds pretentious. So I kind of go, oh, I'm not an artist, I'm just some guy who diddles around on a guitar and evidently made something that doesn't sound crap. That's my mentality. Run my mouth a lot, but when I run my mouth, I'm very self-depreciating, and evidently you can hear from this call I am. I'm really not shy. but when it comes down to it, I just kind of, well, I diddle around on guitar, I kind of see something, and then I kind of go, well, that's not horse crap. I kind of like that. I wonder what people, you know, it doesn't sound like it dropped out of an asshole, so... That sounds kind of fun to me, and it doesn't sound like it was made of three chords, and you don't have this kind of guy who sounds like he's singing about a girl who was dancing on the freaking dance floor, because I'm the first guy to punch that guy in the face and go, write real music, damn it!
Okay.
Yeah. What can I say? Whenever I hear ding, 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 and I met her on the dance floor, I'm the first guy to kind of go, I would like to kick that guy in the throat. For me, I'm a metalhead. I am a metalhead, but at the same time, I am a prog fan. I do appreciate the Rat Pack. I do appreciate composition in music.
So can you give us a taste of your flavor, Phil?
Let me grab the acoustic.
I want to hear you.
God,
I do too.
I do better on recording, I've got to say, but just generally, just as a quick thing, this is not really going to translate well over a microphone.
Okay, well, I'm sure we could get a taste of it.
All right. it sounds fucking awful. But I would say that if you're going to look for anything, let me just go on to I put my stuff on madeloud.com. Madeloud.com. Let me just put the link for you to download a track I call Wang Chung Kills. And the only reason it was the first track I recorded. And the reason I recorded that track is one of the guys that I used to play on Xbox Live with was a guy with Texas who used to be a live producer for guys who are just going on tour and they wanted a good live sound and whenever they were in Texas, they went to him.
Okay.
And so when they were playing live, they went to him to edit the sound. So it was just like, all right, this is what I can do. And it was basically a 2-minute demo of me riffing and soloing with no vocals. So let me just grab that for you.
Okay.
I'm smoking at this point, so I just sound bloody awful. Because I'm kind of enough half sentences of just kind of going, well, I'm kind of going.
I just really want to hear you just your flavor. He's so interesting. Doesn't he make you want to just hear what he's got?
Yeah, I totally want to hear it.
I'm just a limey asshole who doesn't know how to shut up. That's basically my thing. Yeah. Oh, I'm a limey. What does shut up mean? I don't know. I have no idea. to me, it means something about not talking, and as far as I'm concerned, what does that mean? What do you mean? So let's go to my page and let's see. Sorry about this. It's taking a little while.
No, you're fine.
Loading.
Yeah, because we got to hear it at this point.
Point, I'm like, hey, we don't need to do anything else the rest of the show, huh?
Oh, yeah. Listening to my random shit.
Your name is Wayne? Is that your name?
His name, well, he said his name is Phil Marshall.
Oh, Phil Marshall.
Marshall C. For some reason I have parents that are disabled and decided to put an SEA on the end of my name. Thank you for that, by the way. Evidently, I have parents who can't spell. So, there is the name, but if you want to download the track that I would give you, just guitar-wise, and this is simply on the realms of just being a metalhead, this is the kind of guy... Yeah, I am the kind of dick who turns around and kind of goes, I have an IQ of 139, yet at the same time, I am the first guy in the crowd to scream, Slayer! and that is me. That really is. It's the dumbass that is me. So I would say download that track. Download that for free. Play that. See what you think.
Okay, so his Catherine and DeLon, his link is Made Loud, MadeLoud.com, / artist with a S, /
disabled name. I should get disability pay just for my surname. It's just awful. What's your name? Well, my first name's Phil. What's your surname? I should have a second occupation as a window cleaner because I guarantee with the tongue I have, thanks to my name, I should be able to clean a house within 3 seconds. I have a tongue that's retarded thanks to my own surname.
So it's MarshallSea.
But just think, if you're listening out there on Radio Land, that's Mike Alpha Romeo, Sierra Hotel Alpha Lima Sierra Echo Alpha. This is Radio 12 with Phil Horseshit. And the new song is from Britney Spears. I've just got such a terrible radio voice.
I think you have a voice that would definitely, a voice and a demeanor that would definitely capture people's attention.
Yeah, for all wrong reasons. Come on, could you really imagine? The only way... If I was to do a radio show, it would be satellite radio, and it would just be like... Why the fuck are you listening to me? Opie and Anthony are on the other channel. Listen to them. They're funny.
Well, I mean...
Wait. Those guys...
People like, Yeah, people would definitely find you entertaining. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So Phil, what brought you to my show today?
Surfing Blog Talk Radio and having very little to do with my day. No, it's not a great plug. I really wish I could turn around and say, well, I knew a few guitar virtuosos and they recommended me to your show, but if I told you, you would be able to read the bullshit monitor. Right?
No, but you know what? I think that's the great thing about Blog Talk Radio, though, is that, because I do it too, you know, I'm just kind of, I could be bored or something trying to see what else is out there, and I'll go, you know, surfing Blog Talk to see who's on and check their shows out. So I'm glad you called.
Well, that's the thing. With me, I love Blog Talk Radio and I hate it at the same time, because
okay.
I love Blog Talk Radio for the freedom of speech, but I hate it because every page I find, 11 out of the 12 suggestions are all, Jesus! They're all just, Jesus, God, Jesus! And the ones that aren't Jesus and God are Allah! So it's all crazy religious shit. And
okay.
You just have to sit there and kind of go, no, I'm not listening to them. Why
right.
not? I've got better things to do in my life. I could sit there and watch porn and masturbate. Better things to do in my life. Let's
right.
see, between Jesus or MILFs, I'm going to go with the MILFs and I'm going to jerk off. At least with the MILFs,
oh,
I can jerk off. I can't jerk off to Jesus. Well, I'm just a horrible human being.
Well, I don't know about horrible, but you're interesting, and you've intrigued me so much that once the show is over, I'm definitely going to go listen to your music.
Well, definitely. I mean, if you want to add me to Skype, you've obviously got my address.
Yeah, I have got your name, so yeah, I can.
Show.
And I'm Lady Flava, Lady Flava 206 on Skype.
All right, let me just work this with with me, I'm 30 years old, so you got to remember that.
Oh, you're young.
I know.
We're just going to put some soap in your mouth, huh?
Problem is, you say flavor, and I don't know how to spell that.
F-L.
Whether it's flavor flave or flavor or flavor.
No, I'm not flavor flave. Okay, it's F-L.
Something when
B is in Victor A.
Yeah, I'm making public energy references, and I already feel horrible
so
about
Lady
that.
So, Lady Flavor 206.
Okay, so I've got the
but
lady.
Don't harass me, Phil.
D-Y. Flavor, let me take a guess at F-L-A-V-A.
Yes, 206. Now, Delon, if Phil starts harassing me on Skype, you're going to go hunt him down. Now, Phil, are you in England? Are you over in Europe?
Yes, I'm in England. And that would be
England.
You be the young lady in the glasses with the short
I
white
am.
Hair.
That's me with the silver hair.
There you go. Me
so
just...
come be my friend.
Okay, then.
And I'm going to listen to your music as soon as I finish my show. And I'm going to make sure that Delon and Catherine listens to your music also.
Oh, I wouldn't miss this for anything.
And if you're absolutely amazing, we just might have to work it out to have you come on and be a featured guest on my show or something.
Well, definitely. You know, fine and well, that you got a message from me simply on the ground saying, it says, I'm the muscle on paper boy here to bring you some good news.
Can somebody translate that for me?
He makes me think before.
Well, you definitely have livened up my show today, Phil. I really was hoping to hear you sing and play your guitar.
Yeah.
What am I going to sing? I'm going to play one chord and sing, there's no I in team or gang rape. you know.
Hey, why do you have to go that direction?
Well, because
I mean, obviously you can carry a tune. How about if you sing a real song for us?
What, like, and I feel the time's a waste to go, banana, and we're going for tomorrow, and I see that these are the eyes of misery, but would you even care if I was a pedo?
It's interesting to me how when people with accents sing, they lose their accent. Interesting, huh?
You know, I have to say that when I sing, I surprise myself because I sound kind of country, and I'm always trying to not sound country. But then when I hear myself, I'm like, I'm not. Where did that come from? You know. And, so,
you know, when I first started doing radio, and I would go back and listen to the archives of my shows, I didn't realize that I actually sound like that. You know, it's different. You know, when you all of a sudden hear yourself and you're like, wow, is that how I really sound? I guess he lost Phil.
He's gone.
He's gone.
Oh, he just left. Wow, that was quick.
Oh, wow.
He is still in the chat room, and, you know, and I am going to go check out his music once the show is over. You know, I think he may be, you can definitely tell that Phil can carry a tune, huh?
Yes, okay. Definitely.
He's got loads of personality, boy.
He does have loads of personality. I'm thinking, Phil, I know you're still listening. I think you should start your own radio show.
That's a hit waiting to happen. You know,
yeah, I think you would get a lot of followers if you started your own radio show. So, I was trying to get John to call back in. But he was on the line and he raised his hand and then he disappeared. I was hoping he was going to call back in and raise his hand again. I sent him a text, but
I'm sorry. No. I can't stop laughing. Yeah. Wow.
Well, you know, at Flavor Coffee House, you just never know who might call in and what might take place. A lot of times I do the show and you know, it's just, you know, me playing music, which I'm cool with too, you know, because the shows are definitely all about supporting you guys, the artists. You know, but I like having company from time to time. So today was a good day. And Phil's back on the line, so let's see what Phil wants to say. Okay, Phil, you hung up on me.
Oh, no, I'm here. I'm just fiddling around with my kiddie flamenco guitar.
So you're going to play for us now?
Well, I could try, but you probably wouldn't hear it.
Well, why don't you put your phone on speaker and let's see if we can hear you.
I'm talking through a web mic. All right,
that's right, you are. Well, we should be. Let's try and see if we can hear you.
All right, Em. Ah, fuck.
Okay, we could hear that. When you did that, we could hear you.
Yeah, I could hear it.
Yeah, I could totally complain.
Yeah, you know, you won't hear this, just... That's the thing. When it gets to that point, you need something that has an amp to it.
Okay.
Otherwise, you're not going to hear it.
Okay.
And that's why I say... I've sent you the link for Wang Chung Kills. I say that play that on your next break, just simply on the grounds that you will even enjoy the facts where I fuck up on it, because you'll get to hear the rhythm and you're going to go, oh, the rhythm sounded a bit out of key there.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, just fucking laugh at it.
Well, I'm sure. You know what? I bet you are much. You have a great talent that we can't even imagine just speaking with you. So I'm looking forward to this. And, you know, we're now connected on Skype. I saw that you sent me a friend request. So,
But I would say play Wang Chung Tales on your show tonight. I would like to hear you play Wang Chung Tales. I would like to hear the listeners turn around and just say, dude, that guy was half a step forward on that rhythm and all that shit. Because it's just, to me, I kind of go, whenever anyone turns around to me and goes, oh, man, you're an artist, with me, I just kind of go, well, no, basically, I'm a guy jerking off with a piece of wood in my hand. I'm playing the guitar. That's all I'm doing. I'm jerking off with a piece of wood in my hand, and I just look very good while jerking off, and that's all it is.
Wow.
Anyone who sits there and kind of goes, oh, I'm a true artist, all the guys in the UK that I've heard who claim to be true artists know three chords and the occasionals like, ding, 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 ding. I can outplay all of those guys. Yeah, at the same time, I'll sit there and go, I'm a piece of shit compared to the guys in Dream Theater.
I don't know if you can hear this. Let me put my phone up to the mic and see if you can hear it.
That's a 2-minute wanking contest. That's just me going, oh yeah, look at me, so special. That's the equivalent of me sitting there wanking my own cock, looking at a woman going, how special am I?
Not on my radio show.
And,
oh, wow.
Okay. Well, you know what? You've got skills, though.
Oh, yeah, but there's better guys out there than me. With me, I just kind of go, it sounded sweet, so I played it. So, you know.
Okay.
And when, to me, you get, like, these guitarists who turn around and go, well, you know, I write something that really felt something to me, and I write, you know, it really had an emotion to me. With me, I just kind of went, ah, screw it. I wrote a riff, and I just kind of went,
ah, so do you call your sound heavy metal? What do you call your sound?
Me? I'm a dumbass metalhead who likes
it's
the...
It's called metal. Okay.
I'm basically the equivalent of the guy who jerks off while playing guitar at the same time. That's the sound
I
of a
just
guy.
Don't even want to picture that, Phil.
Sound of if he had six strings on his cock, that's the sound of a guy jerking himself off and sounding very special.
Wow. Hey, you know what?
I'm not.
You know what? Phil, I respect you and all, and but can we refrain from that, because that kind of stuff, man, because honestly, Lady Flavor, she's a very respectable woman, man, and we got two ladies on the line here, and I'm not trying to call you out or anything, but, you know.
I appreciate that, Dylan.
Can we go a little easy with that, brother, because, I mean, you know, we're going over the line here.
That's fair enough, but when you listen to some other artists who play three
No,
or...
no, listen to what I'm saying. I understand what you're saying. But what I'm saying is with the sexual analogies and all that, if we could kind of chill out with that. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
because you're talking to, you got two respectable ladies on the line, man. It just, you know, some people can take that kind of stuff, but I think it's getting over the line, just for me personally.
But the way I see it is simple. It's just like you get these guys who play three chords and they consider themselves.
Well, I understand what you're talking about, artistry, but the sexual stuff that you're throwing in there, you know, we gotta just chill out.
And I appreciate you saying that, DeLon, because still I do keep the language on my show pretty clean.
What I'm saying is that you get these guys who play three chords and they think they're the ultimate thoughtful artist.
Right. And I understand, brother, I understand what you're saying. And you're talking about artistry. I understand that. But what I'm saying is there's a better way you can explain that without the sexual stuff being thrown in, because this is not the Howard Stern show or anything like that. This is Flavor Coffee House, and she runs a respectable show. So I'm just asking you to just tone it down a little bit, if you don't mind.
And I tried to explain this three times in a row, and you cut me off three times in a row. And what I'm simply
because with all due respect, sir, you keep trying to put artistry and sexual and the menial stuff into the same sentence when you don't have to do that. All you have to do is stick with what you're talking about with the artistry, and we understand what you're talking about, and I respect you for that.
No,
when you're talking about jerking off and all that, the listeners really, honestly, they didn't come to this show to hear that. So that's what I'm saying to you. What I'm saying to you, okay? It's gone a little overboard.
But the fact that you haven't finish your sentence after the song finished, and what I was simply trying to point out by the fact of the whole metaphor of...
Okay, well, go ahead and finish your point, brother.
If
you can do that without the sexual stuff.
If you let me finish a sentence, what the point I was trying to make was, and the reason I'm forcing this point now is because over the past three times I've tried to explain it and you've cut me off, but what I'm trying to say is the fact that you get these artists who simply play three chords and they consider themselves artists, and I'm playing solos, I'm doing stuff that I think what music should be, I'm technically...
Okay, I understand that point. That's fine. You just explained yourself right there, plain and simple. We got that. But I'm just saying, I just felt that you was getting a little disrespectful. That's all I was just saying.
Yeah, but the fact
of the matter... I understand what you're saying, sir. I understand what you're saying, with all due respect. But I'm just saying you're on a respectful show, and please tell them that.
The matter is, that's the fourth time you've cut me off. What I was trying to explain with the whole jerking off thing was a metaphor for...
We understand
the metaphor, but I guess what DeLon's trying to let you know is my show.
Someone playing simply three chords and calling themselves an artist. Yeah, at the same time, I play solos. I understand technicality. I understand what is capable of music. I was simply using...
And you're talented, and I'll give you that. All I'm just saying is that, again...
I consider myself someone who likes to play around on an instrument, and evidently it turns out well. But I tried to explain that four times, and you cut me off four times in a damn row.
My apologies. My apologies, sir.
Trying to talk, so you know how it feels. I am basically saying that the artists that you may have on your show may be great, they may be awesome, they may be terrible, but my analogy is simple. I don't sit there and consider myself an amazing musician. I sit there as some guy who diddles around on a guitar and may occasionally come up with something well, because my ego doesn't need to be stroked by
others. But Phil, it's not a matter of egos either. You know, you already stated that you have no desire to, you know, create music to make money, you know, and this, that, and the other. And that's fine. You know, everybody does it for different reasons. And I think that's beautiful that that's the direction that you want to go. And I think the other thing is that, you know, everybody has their own, you know, style. you know, that they appreciate, you know. And so, you know, what might work for somebody may not work for somebody else. The thing that I do here on Flava News Radio is that I open up the door for a variety of artists to come through and to be heard. And I listen to the sounds and the quality of the production. And there's definitely music that I have played that's not something that is, you know, music I would go home and listen to on a regular basis.
I can recognize, in my opinion,
from who I am, that, you know, it's done well. And then I have found that there are people who have liked that music that I may not particularly like, you know. So, you know, but it comes down to a matter of taste and a matter of appreciation and what direction that you want to go as an artist, you know, with your art and what it is that you like.
But that's the thing. With me, I use the jerking off analogy as a grounds to show that I don't want to be considered someone who is an artist. I'm just someone who picks up an instrument and just plays around with it and see what sounds good and kind of goes, yeah, let's go with that. I'm just lazy and just kind of go, well, I can write a solo for that and I'll throw that in. It's very much just the idea of I can write a great rhythm piece and throw that in and then listen to the rhythm piece and kind of go, I can come up with a great lead for that and I'll do that lead and I'll just throw it in, but I don't take it too seriously. If anyone ever calls me an artist,
mm-hmm.
I find that more annoying than anything else because
right.
to me, I'm just, to me personally, I'm just
right.
some retard who picked up a guitar and managed to work out how it plays.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't consider myself an artist by any stretch.
Okay.
To me, I'm someone who picked up a guitar and kind of went, well, that works. That works. That
mm-hmm.
works too. That's magical. And
right.
I'm amazed. I look at what my own fingers are doing. I sit there
mm-hmm.
and kind of go, how the fuck do my fingers do that?
Right.
And, can I interject for a minute?
Yeah.
I think that's amazing because that's part of the creative process.
Yeah.
And it's really wondrous when you get into that creative process and you're in the moment.
Yeah. I fully agree with you. I mean, that's why if anyone calls me an artist, I sit there and kind of go, I'm really not. I'm just fucking about on a guitar, and I've managed to make something work. That's just genius. You know, I don't know how it happened, but it ended up at that point. And to me, the idea of me kind of the masturbation reference was when I play a solo, I sit there, and it is the equivalent of masturbating with a guitar. It's just doing that note. Because I spent so long doing scales and all that kind of stuff, it is the musical equivalent of masturbation. So the idea of me saying, well, I basically jerk off with a guitar and I come up with them, that's where the reference comes from. Because I don't really see myself as any kind
yeah.
of artist. I just see myself as someone who jerks off with a guitar and comes up with something
okay.
good occasionally.
You know, I guess you missed my point on that. Again, we understand fully what you're talking about. But again, with all due respect, sir, you have women here on the line and you have women out there listening. And you're now, would you keep constantly throwing in a sexual reference? It's not even necessary. That's all I'm saying. We get what you're trying to say. You don't take the music seriously, and you know you don't think that other people should, you know,
no.
overemphasize who they are. And we understand that. My only issue with you was constantly throwing in the sexual reference when you clearly have respectable people here on the line listening. And people out there listening. And if you want that kind of respect for yourself, sir, then you need to understand that when you come on a radio show for an interview, okay, which is actually what you're doing right now, is that you have to have some kind of decorum and respect. That's what I'm talking about, sir.
But I
okay?
am respecting the women in the fact that they know what sexual references are.
They know that these are grown women. These are grown women. They understand. They know what that is. But what I'm saying to you is, let me ask you something, sir. Would you talk this way in front of your mother?
Yes, I do, regularly.
Well, then that's your hang-up. But for some of us, we wouldn't express ourselves that way. That's what I'm saying to you, sir. Okay? We understand your point, and I respect it. I think, from what I heard, that you are a great musician. And if you don't want to accept that kind of, compliment, that's fine. You can take it or leave it. But what I'm saying to you, sir, again, is you don't need to put in the sexual references every time you speak on this subject.
But
that's what I'm saying to you.
But the reason I put in these childish sexual references is to downplay.
Well, we understand, sir.
Okay.
We get it. That's what I'm saying to you. We get it.
Yeah, and Phil. Phil, we do get it. And I think that you clearly have let us know, what direction, you take, when it comes to art, when it comes to you creating, when it comes to artists that you might listen to and appreciate. You know, I think the frustration is that you're not understanding the verbiage that you're using could, because I'll be honest, I don't play music on my show that has cursing in it. And, I require that the artists send me music that is radio friendly. And
yeah.
So, it was cool, in the beginning when we started this conversation with some of the things that came out. But it did get out of hand. And so it took it in a totally different direction that it did not need to go. And the point that DeLon's trying to make with you is the fact that we understand what you're saying in regards to, how you view your art and how you view what other people create. And that is totally okay. And that's, you have a right to your opinion on that, but your verbiage is offensive. And somebody who was in my chat room, who is a very big supporter of who I am, and prior to me coming to the radio show dropped off, and, other people have dropped off, since then. And DeLon should not have had to. And DeLon, I appreciate you coming, stepping up and trying to address, the concern and all. Because I like to have the coffee shop, phone line open to where anybody can call in, but, it has gone in a direction that is totally, not what I want, on my radio show.
Which is fair enough. I just don't see what I do as art in any way. I just see it as just me.
But again, sir, that's your obligation, and we're fine with that. When no one's jumping on you about whether you consider yourself an artist or not, no one. As a matter of fact, I think I speak for everybody in that from what we heard, you can play, and that's something to be commended. But what I'm talking about, sir, is the language and the constant sexual innuendos, especially to women on here. For me personally, that's offensive. And you should also keep in mind that she has a broad range of listeners out there all over the world. And if for someone who may be new coming into her show, when they hear this, they're not thinking that this is about music. They think that this is a comedy show or whatever else it may be, because that's how, it can be taken. And you should respect that. That's what I'm saying to you.
Fair enough. With me, I when I play guitar, one of the things that I do is, with me, I always make fun of how I play, because I know that I can play solos, but one of the things I do when I play is just, after I do this, it just kind of scream the words guitar solo. I'd kind of stand and go, guitar solo! And I'd bend a string and then scream the word, thank you, because I've just simply bent a string, because they expected more. And it's, with me, I just see music as a way to be extra funny.
But
and I really...
You don't even respect yourself then, because from what
we
heard, You have some talent, but you don't even respect your own talent. So how can we possibly respect you then?
Well, not really. With me, I look at something that I've learned and kind of went, well, why am I going out of my way to take myself seriously? I've learned
this. Let me ask you this. Then why are you going out of your way and calling into this show then? Because obviously you wanted some kind of attention.
Well, not really.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm glad for the attention.
Think about what you're just saying. You're saying that you don't consider yourself an artist. You don't consider people who think of themselves as doing art as artists. And you think this is a waste of time, but yet you're calling into a radio show. Like, what was the point of that?
The matter is, the way I say it is that you consider the artist a pretentious.
So, well, Phil, I'm going to end the conversation with you because I don't think that you understand what my show's about. And we've spent more time, you know, trying to get you to understand, you know, how I handle my show and, you know, and all of that. You know, I do think that you have a talent. I think that we, you know, the three of us that are on the line right now can recognize that you have a talent, even when you were singing and being silly, you know, to then, you know, playing a little bit, you know, live, to then, you know, hearing your piece on the other website. We can tell that you have a talent. You know,
and
what you choose to do with your talent is different. But I'm going to go ahead, darling, and end the conversation with you so I can go ahead and finish out my show. So take care, my friend, and, you know, we'll be on Skype, and hopefully you and I won't battle on Skype, okay?
Fine. I would say the only...
Okay, so I went ahead and cut
him off. I'm sorry about that. It's just
No. I should have realized what direction it was going to go with him, you know, earlier on. I was hoping it wouldn't go this direction, but Dylan, I appreciate you stepping up and trying to get him to understand, you know, where, you know, my particular show goes. Because, you know, of course, everybody... It's a matter of everybody's, you know, opinion, you know, how they view their own art to how, you know, other people, you know, how they view other people's arts and this, that, and the other, you know. So, you know, I'm not sure why he called into my show. You know, it was cool to have somebody call in from England, of course, and with the accent and all. But, yeah, I'm sorry that you know, in the end, you know, in a sense,
I apologize, but I couldn't take it anymore because I was like, you know, this guy, to me, it came off like he was purposely being disrespectful. And that's why I was just like, you know what, son, I'm going to let this cat know that's not going to fly. You know what I'm saying? That wasn't cool. It wasn't professional. I don't understand how anyone's supposed to respect him like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
I'm sitting here, I guess you and Catherine could tell me your thoughts, but I'm sitting here thinking, like, should I delete this show or just let it go and let, you know, because I have a really big following in the archives, a really, really big global following.
You know,
and,
I think it's a good discussion, too. And I think it's a valuable discussion in terms of how you represent yourself, you know, in terms of, you know, comedian, perhaps, in your, you know, parodies of songs but I think it's a valuable discussion.
So you think it's worth keeping up so people can listen to the archives of it?
I think so, and you'll probably get some feedback, so you can find out what people think about it, you know.
I didn't chime in to be entertaining or anything like that. It's just, for me, I was just like, okay, my friend is being disrespected here, and I couldn't vibe with that. You know?
Yeah.
Well, no, and again, I can appreciate that just because, I mean, you already know, you know, how I choose to, you know, represent on my shows. I'm all for, you know, a hard discussion on something.
So
you've
written about this, too. I've read some of your remarks about people having, you know, you don't just play music, you know, just because somebody's really good. You know, you look at the character also, I think that's what I gather.
And I think that, you know, I think everybody can fit in somewhere, you know, out there or whatever. And, you know, I think it's okay to jump in different places and just, you know, see where, you know, you might fit in. I do kind of agree with you, Delon, that I think that he basically called in to try to get a rise, you know, and see.
I mean, if he had left out the sexual stuff and all and the excessive swearing, it would have been good. I mean, you could tell he was probably smoking something or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it just, but then he kept doing it like as if, you know, to agitate even further. And I'm just like, okay, you're definitely trying to cross the line here, you know.
Right. It
would have
been a little bit different if he would have acknowledged what you were saying, that he understood.
Right.
Because
I would have left it alone. I would have left it alone, but he just kept excessively going at it. Because I was like, really? Do you have to use masturbation to explain yourself? Because I was like, okay, either this guy's really horny or something's going on here. And then, you know, it was crossing the line. And in times that I've listened to your show or been on your show, no one's ever come across like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I was just really upset about that. So, again, my apologies. I wasn't trying to make it entertaining for other people. It was just, it was a bit much for me.
No, and I appreciate that. I mean, I'm actually getting messages already from people about him on the show and stuff. So, And, yeah, she said she didn't want to stay on and listen to him.
Yeah, because, I mean, that wasn't going to help you for the first time to say who was listening. So all that was like, oh, okay, well, I can't take this seriously. Now you've lost somebody because of that guy.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that wasn't at all your intent or what the show's about. So.
Right. No, and you're right. It's not. And but you know what? I guess that's the thing about being on Blog Talk Radio. You know, you never know. You know what's going to happen. And I, in a sense, I embrace that. Kind of not knowing if people are going to call or what direction. Because I don't, you know, I don't write up a playlist ahead of time.
Right.
You know, or any of that. I kind of just wing it on the mood and, you know, what transpires during a show. So, you know, it's not something that I could control. And, you know, maybe I should have hung up on him sooner.
Well, you were trying to be respectful and nice about it, but, see, he wasn't respecting you. And
no.
And that's where
no,
I was just like, okay, now I got to step in and say something because, you know, had he, you know, because he was rambling on and on as it was. And it was like, okay, well, you've already overstated your point. But now it's crossing the line, you know.
Right.
Because you were nice about it, trust me. And there's nothing that you did wrong. That was him.
No, I know. But, I mean, and like you said, I don't run into anything like this, really. You know, I mean, there are some other people that called in briefly to other shows and that it was easy to hang up because you knew what direction they were going.
Right.
You know, but I didn't realize, you know, or maybe I should have realized that he wasn't going to tame it, you know.
Right.
So, you know, and basically on Blog Talk Radio on a whole, you know, there is freedom of speech. They do monitor some things and they do send people through from time to time to listen to shows to, you know, see what's going on, you know, on the stations. But, yeah, you know, this is a learning experience for me, you know, to have to deal with something like that. So I'm glad, Delon, you had my back.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, again, it wasn't trying to show out or anything like that. It's just for me, I don't like to see friends, you know, get disrespected like that.
Right.
And that's clearly where it was going. Yeah, you know what I mean? So.
I got you on that. No, I totally understand. But you know what? The live streaming has run out. But I'm going to play a few more tracks. And if you guys want to stay on the line with me, that's great.
Yeah, I'll stay on.
Okay, so I think I'm going to take us down to Sacramento, California, and play this piece. This is by Ava Lamert. It's on her brand-new CD, which is called 12. I actually played this right after she created it, on the day that she created it. But this piece is called Blow On by Ava Lamert. She's the vocals on there and also the saxophone player. So I'm just going to play a few more tracks and go about 15 more minutes before I close out the show. I said, well, you know, ooh, do I end it on this note or do I just jump back in and play some music? So, you know what, I just figured, well, let's play a little bit more music. You know, I agree with Catherine. I'm okay with it staying up. And, you know, people may have interesting comments, you know, about the show or whatever. So, you know, everything can't just be perfect. But I don't know, Delon, if you were paying attention to this or not. Let me scroll up to where her music is. But Monica Monet is now charting over in London.
Oh, that's great.
She actually, the first week off of Slow Jam, they charted her with Slow Jam. And she, the first week in June, she charted at number 8. And then last week, she charted at number 1.
Wow, that's big.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So that's
what it's supposed to be about.
I know it. You know, Jason and I are trying to, you know, say, hey, you know, when we brought her out to Seattle, you know, all these great things started happening for her. We gave her some good juju.
Right. Well, she's very talented.
She is. So I think I'm going to go ahead and play Slow Jam, which is charting over in London. It just made number 1 by Monica Monet out of Jacksonville, Florida.
Exciting.
All right, again, that was Monica mm-hmm. Monet out of Jacksonville, Florida, charting with this particular song, Slow Jam, off of her Simply Beautiful CD over there in London. I'm getting text messages from Jace from Black Stacks, and he said that it's raining down there at the park, Catherine.
Oh, no.
I said, have you performed yet? He said, no, not yet. So he said it would be cool if it wasn't raining. But anyway, so giving a shout-out to Black Stacks. I hope you all are dressed appropriately and not freezing out there at the festival. I hope you still have fun down there. So anyway.
I'm going to go tomorrow.
Anyway, well, you know, I promise Stephen that I would play his track that he is debuting on today's show another time. I've been playing one track every Saturday at the beginning of the show and the end of the show. So I'm going to go ahead before I close out the show to play the track for this week. And let me just find it. This track is called Sparkle, and it's off of his up-and-coming CD, which is called Player's Ball. Which will be releasing on July 8th. So, again, this is Stephen Jerome Ferguson with Sparkle.
Thank you.
All right, again, that was Stephen Jerome Ferguson with his track Sparkle, which is coming, which is going to be on his up-and-coming CD called Players Ball, releasing on July 8th. So today's the only day you'll hear this on Flavor News Radio, and then it's down until after July 8th. So you can find out more about Stephen at www.sjfmusic.com. Well, we've only got like 3 minutes left in the show, DeLon and Catherine. I want to thank you both again for calling in and surprising me and, you know, helping me with my entertaining caller. Is that what I should say? And just, you know, supporting me through this show. You know, I have to say it wasn't boring, huh?
No.
No, it wasn't.
Never boring.
So DeLon, you are back home from Florida and a new grandpa and all of that. So, again, congratulations to you and your family on the birth of your grandbaby, your new addition. And Catherine, you're down in Portland, so somehow
yes.
we're gonna have to connect. We're hoping to do some things down in Portland, too, so... if I do get down there, I definitely will let you know so that we can get together and all of that. And I just want both of you to know, you know, this was special today, but I love both of you. You know, both of you are very, very special to me in very different ways. You know, Catherine, you've been with me from day one of me being Lady Flava in Flava Coffee House and, you know, leaving Flava Coffee House and coming to do this online and the radio shows and all of that. So I love you. You're my friend. I know we
love
haven't
you.
Seen each other in years, you know, but I'm so glad that we're still connected. And, you know, you're very, very special to me. And DeLon, you know, we've known each other for a minute, too. And, you know, I'm hoping that you will just kind of, you know, it's selfish. I want you to get back to singing and all of that, you know. And
yeah,
stuff.
That
and,
was beautiful. I love listening.
But I know that life getting in the way, and I, you know, I hope that your health is okay. Definitely going to keep you in, you know, constant prayer always. You know, both of you in my prayers, and
thank you.
You know, and DeLon, I'll hook you up with, I'll connect you with Mark. You know,
okay.
And because I knew that you would like his sound, and he's a great, great, he's a great musician. He's a great artist. He's very, and he's,
right.
You know, he's very. It's very good in the studio and
okay.
all of that. So, yeah.
Well,
so,
I appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, if you could just let everybody in the network know, you know,
I will.
Steven and everybody, just let them know I said hello. And,
I will.
And all that stuff. So.
I'll do that. But, so, again, thank you so much for calling in, you guys. And, you know, stay in touch. At least call in once a month to my show or something. You know, come hang out with me, sing, support me.
Yeah.
You know, through crazy phone callers or whatever. You know, obviously DeLon stepped up and had my back and you know, he was trying to be that bouncer. You know.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, you guys.
So it was nice meeting you too. Also.
Thank you. Likewise.
All right.
Yeah, I'm on Facebook, so you can holler at me and stuff. So.
I will. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, you guys. Thank you so much for sharing this time with me. You made it special.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Take care.
Later.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye now.
Hello?
Okay.
Okay.